melted fully, then it becomes Rasaraj Mahabhav. Only a person having Mahabhav can understand this. I think that you are so lucky that you want to understand this thing, and you are more in higher standard than me. So high thing. पहले ही राग नैन भंग भेल, when it become I don't know. Each time when Srimati Radhika and Krishna meets, they are in Purvarag, always in Purvarag. They have never seen before, they have never met before. After meeting thousand and lakhs times, and Srimati Radhika is coming from where she was in night. Where she was? Still she is telling Srimati Radhika, who is he? I have never seen him. So always Purvarag. But when Krishna went to Mathura or Dwarka, Srimati Radhika is feeling it so much and telling this verse. Sab kushal to tuma dev. Pahila hi rag nayam bhang dev. We saw each other. In first glance, rag came. Rag means? Anurag. Anurag. Real anurag came. And in no time it burst.
Went
higher and higher and highest point it came. तो हो गया इन नो टाइम दो एंड एडवांस आई फेल्ट दैट नासु रमणी रमन दैट यू आर नॉट रमन I am not a Ramani. There were not two persons. There was no person at all. And both became
one. Next.
One. As if anything given on pot and they melted. And anyone has done like so, and we became one. Where we are, who we are, how we are, nothing. Only prem is there. Only taste is there. Nothing else. Sakhi, Dhuti, tell me how Krishna is, how much Krishna kaise hai?
How is Krishna?
Krishna. And tell him all these loving story to Krishna, that when we see each other and this anurag came and at once it
went up limit
to
unlimitedly
cross the limit and we became, there was no duty at all, no messenger, nothing. But how he, Krishna now, has forgotten me? Because the frame, now only frame is there, no trace of body, my I and you. But how Krishna forget? I cannot forget. Right? I know that at that time you are myself did not khojana. Search any messenger, duti or dut. Only panch baan were there.
Five baan.
Five. All other these things. And by this,
five arrows.
जैसे कि चोट लगती है ना, उत्पन्न होता है. The effect of five punch band or sammohan.
Bewilderment.
Stamban. Soshan. Tapan. Five things. Now, Virag. Virag means separation. Is only duty. Krishna is Supurush. Supurush means he has every kind of good virtue. He is so udar.
Liberal.
He is so kind. He is bhakta vatsal. He is asrit vatsal. He knows the heart of anyone. He cannot bear the
suffering
of anyone. And sufferings and separation. Tell Krishna that you are Supurush, having all these qualities. But I am saying opposite. Why I am saying opposite? I am bad. I have no quality, but he has all quality. But why he has forgotten all these things? So it may be that it is our fault of Durbhagya. Durbhagya means
misfortune.
He cannot forget, but we are seeing like that. So tell her that this is the Riti. Riti means
Riti.
Devahar, Paraspar.
Level.
And
level.
This is the mood of a good Purush.
Good man.
Good man is not good. Yes. I think all
virtuous
good quality. Virtuous. So this is certain, is it a behavior of good lover? Ask him. This is outward living. I mean, those who are premic, rashik, They will think the interior mood of this. If a man has any attraction with any very beautiful, sweet lady, and lady has sweet love with him, and when they are separated, what is the condition of that chaste lady? In this world, we can understand a very little thing, this thing. We can understand but all these unnatural things. Unnatural?
Supernatural.
Supernatural. So, this is Gopi Prem and Radha. It is out of the limit.
Why does she say that enjoyment is the messenger? What does that mean?
Enjoyment?
No.
Not.
Separation.
Separation.
Separation. What does that mean, that it's the messenger?
That I will die, I am dying, and anyone will go to you and tell that she is dead, or she has died.
That is.
Especially when Krishna will come, return to Vrindavan, he will say that in a tamal tree, Srimati Radhika is hanging, having the hands, embracing the tree, and without sense and life. Then Krishna will see.
If they're one, why does she think Krishna will forget? If they are one, if she feels they both feel they're one, why does she think Krishna will forget?
She is telling after that separation. Now she is remembering something. And she is telling that this prem has become so that Krishna may forget. But how I can forget? I try to forget him, but it comes more. I try my level best, but I cannot.
There's one book called Prema Vivarta. Should we read that by
yes.
Jagannanda Pandit?
But I don't know. The translation is authority or not. But this book is very good book. In beginning I have read it so many times. Still I have we quote the lines of this book. It has been told the Priti of to Mahaprabhu and she was Satyabhama like.
There is one verse there.
But
he says, you're cheating me. You're telling me that I'm a queen in Dwarka and I actually am a servant of Radhika. Why is he doing it? Why is Jagannanda thinking like this? In one verse he tells Mahaprabhu, you are cheating me by telling me I am a queen in Dwarka. Why are you saying this? I am actually a maidservant of Radhika. There's only one verse there. And Prem Vivarta. You remember this verse? You don't remember.
This is I remember only the things which has, he has told to acquire from all this.
Oh, yes.
Saral hai hai. Be Saral. Saral means? Saral means kya?
Simple.
Simple. Mm. And if you are simple, then you can understand all the shikshas of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Don't try to cover your aparad, anartha, and anything from your Gurudev.
Don't be a hypocrite.
Because Krishna knows everything. He will discover what you don't know. So don't have here kam, krodh, lobh, mad, moh, mahasarg, all this. If you want to do bhajan of Krishna, be very simple, very simple.
Straightforward. Straightforward.
And don't do asatsang.
Association of non-devotees.
He has told that who is bad association? Who Our mind is itself. If you meet and try to have the मन की बात रखने जाओगे, if you want to keep the mind of mind, then you will be of nowhere. He has told so many Upadesh. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has published this. Very good. How a Vaishnava should be, he has told in that.
Of the slope of Kavikarnapur. Nijanurupe. Hindi meaning or Sanskrit meaning is this. Nijanurupe. Manarup is the
roop of Mahaprabhu. They are same roop.
What Rupa Goswami told, it was word of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like Bansi, what Bansi speaks, it is the words of song of whom those who play on Bansi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is playing on Bansi. And Rupa is like Bansi. The words are coming from Chaitanya. So we are seeing that the words of Jesus are the words of Rupa Goswami, but actually these are the words of
He is the instrument.
Mm-hmm. Instrument means Bansi. Mm-hmm. Not all instruments.
Not all.
Specifically Bansi.
Bansi is so sweet. Sometimes more sweet, what Krishna cannot do, Bansi does. If gopis are what, sleeping in their rooms, Krishna cannot go to all gopis. This Bansi will go through windows, through any and direct enter, and in sleeping yet it will go from here to here, and taking their heart it will return to Krishna. Bansi is so powerful. So Rupa is so powerful. What Rupa Goswami writes, what comes from his wall point, every word, every letter come from Chaitanya. He is the pen of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The heart of Mahaprabhu is Rupa Goswami. What Mahaprabhu thinks here, automatically by computer system it comes in Rupa Goswami. Everything.
Last night you said that Rupa Goswami gives a sadhana up to Mahakar. He's giving instructions.
I was telling that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give this thing. And he tried also something. But he could not do anything. The most vital point he gave or he tested was in Gambhira. But there are only two persons. Radhananda and Sarupdama. Sometimes Sukhi Maitri. No? And they were two gods. Two gods? Two.
Govinda.
Govinda and
Gopal
or anyone. And they were watching. All things not here. They are watching the stage of Mahaprabhu and waiting for Mahaprabhu that when they come, they make Chaitanya Mahaprabhu weep. See, they did not tolerate this thing. They once that they should not come. They should be out of room. But anyhow something came to their
ears.
Yes, and also this.
The eyes.
Also to this.
Okay.
Something. Nothing more. But Rishi Rupa Goswami knew everything. He was not in
Gambhira,
but he knew everything. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did Kirtan, Nam Sankirtan with mass, general mass. He went here and there in India, so many places. And he did Kirtan only. Sometimes he touched a man and he became normal. Kushtvyadhi.
Normal?
Leprosy.
Oh, cured. Healthy.
And he touched Jagai Madhai and they become
cured.
But they were chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And what they gain more? What they gain more? They become Rasik. Rasik?
They became Bhakta. They just became Bhakta. We don't know.
What he get to animals in his way to Vrindavan? What he get?
Just numb. Numb. And then they get...
Why they were beating?
They were tasting something.
Right? Why they were beating? Animals?
In his presence.
Why Jagai Madhai and animals were beating? Those who came in the touch of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, why they were beating?
Because they got...
What they felt?
They got some prem.
Some prem? But not the
not
same prem. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was testing
in
and what prem he has come to be. Not Unnat Ujjvala Rasa. He gets something. He brought it. But I think he gets the whole evil essence, wholesale dealership.
Big deal.
To
Rupa Goswami.
What he wanted to tell Jagat, he tested, no doubt, Nityananda Prabhu and all other his companions, Siddha, Gadadhar Pandit, all, they tested this. But the sadhana, sadhana means
practice process.
Actually great Rupa Goswami. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not told that what is prem, what is bhakti, what is rag, what is vaiti bhakti, what is raganuga. He told only to Rupa and Sanatana, or very little persons. But to whole world who distributed this. He is also distributing us. We know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met with Rupa Sarup Damodar Raya Ramanand there. But what dialogues took place between them? Something we know from
Chaitanya Chaitanya.
Something very little. We know that he became tortoise. We know that he became
elongated,
like serpent, so long. He crossed the four doors. But how? That is Mahabhava. What is called Mahabhava? How a person, a devotee can achieve this Mahabhava? Especially we, those who are sinking in the
wake,
sinking in ocean, endless ocean of miseries and suffering. And he gave us.
You're giving us Rupa Goswami. You are giving us Rupa Goswami, not everyone gives. Not everyone gets us to this extent. That's very special also.
Thank you.
Because I'm narrow. Narrow, you know? Where there is no little water?
No.
You know?
Shallow.
Shallow?
Shallow, shallow.
That's what he means for
not course. So deep. So what I receive anything from anywhere, it does not
think,
stay,
lives here, it goes away. And you see that I am giving all these things.
No? We're not going to discuss this subject matter.
We say that you're deep, not shallow.
It's useless to discuss this subject matter.
Kalal Krishna and all others are so deep.
Maharaj.
They are always sinking, sinking.
So you were talking about Mahabhava. Why don't you keep talking about Mahabhava?
So, Rupa Goswami has defined all this. From Shraddha to Mahabhava. Bhakti is Kleshagni. But Bhakti is Kleshagni. Not all kinds of Bhakti will be Kleshagni. How many kinds of Bhakti?
Three kinds.
There are so many kinds of Bhakti. Sarup Siddha Bhakti,
Sangha Siddha Bhakti,
Sangha Siddha,
Alopa Siddha, Alopa Bhakti,
and
Alop Siddha,
Sakama Bhakti,
Sakama, Nishkama,
Karma Mishra, Gyan
Nishkama Bhakti,
Gyan Sunya,
Yoga Mishra, Gyan Sunya, Mishra,
we want Sarup Siddha Bhakti.
Not by this, all that by this, kinds of Bhakti. It will be the place of only by the sadhana of Sarup Siddha Bhakti. Sarup Siddha Bhakti is of so many status.
Stages.
Stages. Bhakti. Chirjivi.
I was
Na vilashita sunyam and karmhavi anakrutam anupillim krishnam shiyamam bhakti. It is true. We'll have to do the sadhana of this bhakti. But this bhakti is also of so many kinds. So many kinds. So many stages, not kinds, but stages. If a man is doing all these things, he is trying to do. But he does all these things, but having some first anya abhilasha.
Attachment.
Ambition other than Krishna Seva. Krishna name. Then it will not be. There should be another thing. But no any other desire. There should be. It is also divided in tamasic, rajasic, sattvic and nirguna. We see that they are chanting, but fighting themselves. Lada rahai. Ab krodh ko ichha nahi hai, unki ichha nahi hai, kintu krodh aa raha hai. All lada rahe hai. और ये भक्ति भी हरे कृष्ण भी कर सदगुरु भी प्रदर्शन किया किंतु कर रहे हैं तो क्या होगा इससे नहीं होगा वो क्लेश अग्नि और क्लेश अग्नि कुछ होगी भी तो सीमा तक क्लेश अग्नि मैंने क्या What is the meaning of klesha? Paap. Paap be.
Kut.
Avidya. What is paap? What is paap? The bad effects. Which are bound, we are bound to
suffer.
Suffer, no.
To suffer or to
accept.
On a poker.
Enjoy.
Enjoy all this.
For suffering.
Not there enjoy.
Suffer.
To suffer.
To suffer. Pap. But pap maybe this way. But the path beach is so strong.
Still there.
What is path beach? What is love? Path beach? What
is the path
beach? Gilka, Jamaha. That's what I understand. But what is path beach?
Ujjo Parak.
Ujjal Mantra Kaja. Practicing bhakti. But they are not adopting any guru. And they are doing everything themselves. They don't depend on Bhakta or Bhagavan. And they are doing hebi-jibi.
Hebi-jibi? Entanglement.
Here and there.
Here and there.
Here and there. Not in a line.
Jumping.
Their prarabdha will not go. Their aprarabdha may go. But prarabdha, they will have to enjoy
or suffer.
They will have to. Karmi, jnani, yogi, they will have to, their aprarabdha may go. But their prarabdha will not go. They will have to. Rupa Goswami has given examples of
every time.
Each thing. From here. Then Subhada. What is the meaning of Subhada? There are so many kinds, especially three kinds. Jagatik Subhada.
Paro.
Brahma Sukhada. Then Aishwarya, Ishwar Sambandha. All kinds of Sukhada. And especially here Sukhada, all the qualities of bhakti will come. But when it will come? Getting all the practices of yoga, karma, jnana and absolute. By ananya bhakti. Practicing in the first stage, Vaishagni and
Sukhada.
दो तरह से होता है, क्लेश अग्नि दूर होती जाएगी। कहने के लिए ये कहा जाएगा पहले क्लेश अग्नि होता है तब सुखता है, किंतु होगा then we will think about this. Rupa Goswami has given everything. How it is, when it crosses two levels, then it comes moksha labha udakrita sudur labha. And then comes Chandrananda Visheshatma Krishna Akarshan. Krishna Akarshan. And last, and from the beginning of Shraddha, how Shraddha comes in your heart? How comes? By two
things. Sadhusanga and Sukriti.
Sukriti. Sukriti is connected to
Sadhusanga.
Sadhusanga also. So how many kinds of sadhu sangha? Rupa Goswami has told first. Those who will do the sadhu sangha with karmi sadhu, jnani sadhu, yogi sadhu, regard of this sadhu, or karma mishra, jnan mishra, yoga mishra, then it will not come. Pure sadhu. Those who are depending on Harikatha, Ketan, Shavan, Smaran, and especially the sadhu who are in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami. Then that kind of Shraddha will be created. Shraddha is divided into three stages. Kanishta, Madhyam, what is the lakshan of Kanishta? Komal Shraddha.
Very soft.
Anything come and it can
destroy the shadow.
Go in that. That is Komal Shraddha. He knows Krishna. He wants to what? To
serve Krishna, to attain Krishna.
Attain Krishna. He does kirtan. He does worship. He does everything.
But he doesn't know Shastra.
But he can be changed. Yes, he kirtan karta tha. He used to do kirtan. And he used to, but he came in the trap of Mayavadi. They told that you can live in us and you can take prasadam there and you will have to watch there. He is has all these things and saw that I will have a room for living and something to eat and he gladly went.
does not know.
This thing?
Yes.
But he is Krishna. He wants to be Krishna. Mm-hmm. So I say, by association, a Kanishta Vyakti, those who have Kanishta Shabda, then they will change. Yes. And it will take long time. After this, there are so many stages of Kanishta, not one. So many stages. Those who actually worship Krishna, but not worship Bhakta, they know that we know everything, nothing lacking. Then you go to Radha Damodar, Radha Govinda, Radha Madhav, Radha
Shyam Sundar, Radha Vallabh,
Radha Ras Bihari, and also to Shankar Mahadev,
and
Kali Durga. And if they are bhakta, they will not go, but all others. They will not have any respect for Krishna. They are only Kanishta Adhikari. We have seen that if a Uttam Adhikari goes to see Darshan, Pujari of third class, Reche, they will not touch and they will not give garlic in him, but and prasadam. Like so that they should not be touched with anyone. Krishna wants to play with them, but their pujaris, they hate. So these are Aparadhi, what to Kanishta. But Kanishta will be some upper level. Then Madhyam Adhikara, Madhyam Shraddha.
Shastra Nipun.
Shastra Nipun. Deha Shraddhari. There are so many. What is Shraddha? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not told all the
things.
From A, B, C, D to computer last system. He has
computer last.
Everything he has.
Gate upper.
Beyond computer.
What is sadhan bhakti he gave? And we should see that he has not called them sadhan. To Billu Mangal he has told sadhan. And like person. They have not told Mirabai Sadhar. You can be enlisted in Sadhar, but the persons like me know the enlisted. So Sadhar is so high here. Then, bhav. What is bhav? The sadhan will only up to asakti. After that, no work of sadhan. No work of
then Shuddha Sat will come and it will
do everything
automatically, chanting, hearing, weeping, lamenting, roaring, everything. So it is not called Sat. And after that, only Bhakta Kripa is Bhav and Bhagavat Kripa Bhav, not by Sadhan. Sadhan is also the mercy of Krishna. By his mercy, any association will be, these will have. And also Sadhan. Samarth also, Samarth means power. So do Sadhan. If he knows everything, but he is so rogi
means
patient of cholera, patient of anything, Raja, TB, cancer, what he can do? Can he do? So, how, especially how, comes in our heart by the mercy of Bhakta and Bhagavan Krishna. But the quality, superior quality is of Bhakta. Why? Because they are connected with Srimati Radhika and Gopis. So, these kinds of bhav are more valuable. They will make, in very little time, in no time frame. So Rupa Goswami has described everything in fine way, everything. We can read Vidarth Madhav, Lalit Madhav as a story. But those who know Bhakti Goswami Sindhu and Ujjwal Muni, every point there will be so much what? How to do it? Srimati Radhika was waiting. Krishna has gone anywhere, or Mathura, and she is waiting. And when she is waiting, all the creatures, animals, are all waiting. क्योंकि राधिका जैसी वो
तदत
नहीं होगी. They are not such prem as Radhika. That is why they are telling that you should not be. Krishna will come. And Radhika is telling as if she is not coming. When he will come? When I will die, then he will come. Achha, what is this state? What is this state? By knowing all these things, if they have read Bhakta Goswami Sindhu Ujjwal Muni, then they will judge by the instrument of these two books, everything. So, Anyone, Bhauk and Rashi, who are in the line of Rupa Goswami, are indebted to Rupa Goswami. That we were telling there. So, So if anyone wants to have bhakti, he should make the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami and the dust of that feet on their head and rub everywhere. And this is the most valuable sampatti. Sampatti, you know?
Attainment.
Huh?
Attainment.
That he can keep in their hearts. You are hearing?
Uh-huh.
Tell him.
What is the question?
Will Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught all that knowledge to Rupa Goswami with the intention that he distributed that knowledge to everyone else?
She's saying that if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave all this knowledge to Rupa Goswami with the intention of giving it to the whole world.
That is why Rupa Goswami gave it all. It cannot be given
to everybody
by words because it is so Same.
It's the same.
अरे देखो कल से तुम्हारी ही बात हो रही है क्यों रूप
हिंदी